The rebels in Libya surprised many with their well-planned and swift assault on Tripoli last weekend. Some observers doubted the rebels' ability to pull off such an operation. Fawaz Jerjes directs the Middle East Center at the London School of Economics. He's still not sure the rebels can rise to the challenges they face.
I don't think the rebels are competent at all. In fact, I would argue that one of the major failings of the rebels' movement is to institutionalize itself, to create a unified command and control, to create a unified army. In fact, the rebels are not coordinating among each other. They're acting more as separate units and militias as opposed to a unified army. Really, in many ways, militarily, this is as much NATO's victory as it is the rebels. And that's why the challenges facing the rebels are tremendous, daunting. Unified command and control, coordination, institutionalization, and also governance. It's not just about security, it's about human security in terms of delivering the goods and services.
So if you believe that the rebels don't really have an organization per se, at least do they have internal unity? I mean, just a month ago, they murdered one of their top military commanders, General Abdel Fattah Yunus.
The jury is still out on whether the rebels will be able to rise up to the historic challenge facing Libya and the Libyan people. The rhetoric coming out of the leadership of the rebels is very promising. They're talking about a democratic government. They're talking about mending the rifts among the Libyan people, bringing in all shades of opinion, the tribal differences, the regional differences, the ideological differences. But the reality is one of the major failings of the rebels is that the failure of institutionalization. There are no institutions.
Isn't all progress in Libya on hold, though, until Gaddafi is apprehended? And for the well-being of the country, is there any rationale for foreign assistance in finding Gaddafi?
Yes, I think the rebels might need foreign assistance. In fact, the international community can do a great deal by being a watchdog, by keeping the promises of the rebels' leaders about establishing a transparent government, a unified government, an inclusive government. And also, I would say that the international community, particularly the United States, should not provide a single penny to the rebels unless there is an international body ensures that every single penny is spent inside Libya. The money belongs to the Libyan people.
Rebel spokesmen have said that if Colonel Gaddafi is apprehended, he must face trial in Libya before he can be transferred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. How do you think the rebels should handle any sort of trial for Gaddafi?
I don't really care whether Gaddafi is sent to the International Court in The Hague or whether he is tried in Tripoli. He and his sons must have justice. Remember, the Iraqi model was summary justice. It was tribal revenge as opposed to justice, and that's why, in order to avoid the Iraqi model, the Libyans must give Gaddafi justice. In fact, I was very disappointed, I and many people disappointed, by the rebels' announcement that basically they have been calling on some of his inner circle to either kill him or basically get rid of him. And I think this is the wrong way to go. I think the Libyan people should realize that in the post-Gaddafi Libya, justice is a sacred good.
Fawaz Jerjes is a professor of Middle Eastern politics and international relations at the London School of Economics. His latest book is The Rise and Fall of Al-Qaeda.